impossibility is kind of like quicksand. When you're in it, the more you struggle against it, the harder it's going to pull on you, the more you're going to suffer. It becomes all you can think about. It drains you and it takes away all of your strength and your creativity. I'm going to share with you 3 strategies for how to move through impossibility. And these strategies that I'm going to share with you today are going to help you work through that impossibility and find new peace and spaciousness and creativity and joy even within that impossibility. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore, and like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of 5 to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. Today's episode is about what we can do when something feels so impossible that it physically hurts. It hurts so much in our body because something that we want, something that we desire, is completely out of our reach. Now, today's episode is going to sound and feel probably a little bit different than the type of episode that I usually put out. And I want you to know that I'm putting this out to you because I have felt pulled or called to put this out for you for a couple of weeks now. And I'm trying to do my best to trust that little bit of inner wisdom that sometimes drops in for a visit. Before we get to that, though, I want you to know that if this content in all of these episodes of Mom First resonates with you, I want you to know that there is a way to work with me further. There's a way to take this work deeper and to a different level. There are 2 ways to do that. First, with one-on-one coaching. Second, with a group training program called Mental Fitness Training. Mental fitness is all about how we take whatever life throws at us and turn it into a gift and opportunity. In that training program, I'll teach you how to act from your wiser, more sage-like self. If you're curious about what this could look like for you, head over to my website, momfirstcoaching.com, where you can find out more and get on the wait list for one-on-one coaching and this mental fitness training. If this podcast helps you, help me spread the word, share it with a friend, or even hop over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a rating and review. If you leave me a rating and review, I might just thank you by reading your review on the air here. So, for example, Hunting Magician wrote about Mom First Podcast that they love this podcast and that Jen is an amazing communicator. Her show is a positive and energizing way to start the day. That's awesome. Thank you so much. I love it when people leave me reviews and I appreciate it so much. And your review signals to other people that this is a podcast that they can listen to. All right, so let's dive into today's topic. Have you ever wanted something that feels impossible? Maybe you have a longing for something right now that seems impossibly out of reach. Maybe you've been told that what you want could never happen. Maybe experts have told you that what you're hoping for could never possibly ever happen. I want you to know that I know that hearing that can feel so incredibly lonely. And I want you to know that despite what your brain and your heart could be telling you, when you're stuck in that muck of impossibility, you aren't alone. I know what it's like to want something that seems impossible. I know what it's like to want something that seems impossible because of the practicalities and circumstances of life. Here are some things that other working moms have told me are absolutely impossible for them. Leaving a job that they hate. going after and getting a huge promotion when they also want to be a mom who can spend time with their kids, a peaceful and joyful Christmas. That seems impossible to them. Losing weight when they've tried everything. Losing weight while breastfeeding. Making a living by selling their beautiful artwork. Running a marathon for the first time when they have three kids and a husband who travels for work. Doing a headstand at the age of 42. Buying a lake home and flying first class to Hawaii. My friends, I know that when you're in it, when you're trying to figure it out, that these things, these goals, these hopes, these dreams might seem impossible, but they aren't. I'm going to share with you three strategies for how to move through impossibility. But what about when you want something that is like legitimately, literally impossible? It's a fact. An expert has told you so. An expert has come to you and told you that what you want is impossible. Guess what? Even things an expert says, even those are not always impossible. I was told by a financial expert that there was no way that my husband and I would be able to buy a lake home before we were in at least our 50s, maybe our mid to late 50s. We could hope for it then. He said this to me because of the mortgages that we had, the student loan debt that we have, our projected income, and the expenses that come with having a family that's the size of ours. We bought a lake home in 2020. I was 39 years old, definitely not in my 50s. So don't believe everything an expert tells you. And in 2019, I was told over and over again that I would never, ever be able to get pregnant with a fifth baby or carry that baby to term. In fact, I was specifically told that there was possibly a 1% chance that I could get pregnant, but absolutely no way, given my symptoms and hormonal levels of a condition that I was experiencing, absolutely no way that I would ever be able to carry a baby through the first trimester, much less to term. Today, in November 2022, my little miracle baby is 2 years old. Impossible things happen all the time in this universe. Nothing is impossible. And yet when it feels like it is, when experts are telling you that it is, it's so painful. It's so lonesome. It's so hard. When you're stuck in that muck of impossibility, it feels like there is no hope. It feels like hope is an illusion or something for somebody that is delusional. If that is where you are right now, I want you to know that there actually is hope and that it's okay to believe in a little bit of hope. The problem is that you're going to have to create it and generate that feeling of hope for yourself. And when you're really stuck in the muck of impossibility, that can be really hard to do on your own. As I work with folks, I'm seeing this feeling of something being impossible coming up quite a bit. It's like a feeling of stuckness, like something is kind of like always out of reach. No matter what they try, they just can't get it. And they really then start to doubt that it's even possible for them, or they believe what an expert has told them about what's possible for them. This feeling of impossibility, like what they want is not available to them, causes so much needless suffering. And it hurts my heart because I know what it's like to feel like that. I know what it's like to be stuck in the muck of impossibility. When I try to think about what has helped me in those times when I've really felt stuck, I've realized that there are three strategies that helped me every single time that an expert told me that something wasn't possible for me. Or every single time when I looked around and it seemed like just based on the practical facts at hand, that something was impossible. And these strategies that I'm going to share with you today are going to help you work through that impossibility and find new peace and spaciousness and creativity and joy, even within that impossibility. These three strategies came up for me time and time again. And now in my work, I introduce these strategies when I'm working with clients who have that same feeling of impossibility. And I'm grateful to have this podcast now where I can share them with you. So here are those three strategies. Number one, stop resisting the impossibility. You have to almost accept that everyone around you is telling you that something is impossible. You have to accept that the facts make something impossible. You have to accept like the practicalities of life mean something is not possible for you. You don't have to like it, but you need to get to a place where you are not struggling against it. You have to get to a place where you are not arguing with reality, where you're not arguing with the facts, where you're not disputing what the experts say, where you're not going from expert to expert like I was initially, trying to find somebody who would tell you something else. So when you can stop fighting the impossibility, you open up room for so much more creativity and spaciousness. And so it gives you the space for more solutions. The muck of impossibility is kind of like quicksand. When you're in it, the more you struggle against it, the harder it's going to pull on you, the more you're going to suffer. It becomes all you can think about. It drains you and it takes away all of your strength and your creativity. So what happens is that the more that you think about something, the more that you argue about something, the more stuck you get and the more you suffer. If you can just allow the impossibility to be there, just allow it to be in the room, allow it to take up its own space. If you can allow it to exist, it's almost like you can float on top of the impossibility and suffer less. If you can do this, you'll stop the suffering and you'll make room for creativity and spaciousness and possible solutions. The second strategy that I have for you is to find a way to act as though you have now whatever it is that is supposedly impossible, despite that impossibility, despite all the facts saying you can't have it. Act and believe that you actually already have it. It's waiting for you somewhere. It's in another room. It's on the other side of the quicksand. Wherever it is, you already have it. So let me try to say that again a little bit differently. Act and live as if the impossible has already happened. It's almost as if you have to allow the impossibility to sit in one hand, while in your other hand, holding the belief that what was supposedly impossible has already happened. And I know that some people might think that this is really way too much woo-woo thinking. But to me, what this ultimately boils down to is faith. You have a hope and a desire for something. You're told by experts and the world at large that for whatever reason, it's not possible. It can't happen. And you believe it anyway. You believe so hard that you feel it in your bones. You believe so hard that you embody that which was impossible. And when you do that, it's like you don't even need the physical proof or manifestation of something. It's there. Whether you can see it or touch it, you know it exists. I remember still the day when this happened for me with having a fifth baby. I wasn't pregnant at that time. And yet I can remember the day when I realized that I actually was a mom. I actually am a mom to 5 kids. I remember that day. And I remember thinking that even if I never met that child earthside, or even if that child did not come from me physically, maybe was adopted, or maybe was a foster care placement of some kind, or maybe was somebody that I mothered in a non-traditional sort of way, but still was that person's mother, I knew in my heart, in my soul, in my bones, like I could feel it, that I was a mother to this 5th human. And when that happened, when that clicked for me, so much of my suffering was eased. I had so much more peace. I had so much more joy. And so I want you to know that if you can get to that place where you allow the impossibility to just sort of sit and be there, but you become that person that already has that thing, there's so much peace to be had there, regardless of whether or not you actually in this lifetime or in this world, in this physical world, actually get what it is that you are craving so deeply and desperately. And my third strategy for you is that you have to stop rushing. You don't have to be in a hurry. Release your expectations around timing. When you're stuck in the muck of impossibility, when you're caught up in that quicksand, you're counting every single minute, maybe even every second. But for the universe, time doesn't really exist in that way. The universe isn't looking at a clock. The universe doesn't keep a calendar and say to itself, on December 1st at 8 p.m., your wish will be granted. That's not how it works. Life and everything in it, even that which is impossible, is an unfolding. And when you release your expectations around time, you give yourself the opportunity to enjoy that unfolding. And that unfolding is what life is all about. Okay, my friends, thank you for checking out this episode. If it resonated with you, please be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. There, you'll learn more about all the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other working moms, and you'll be in the know on my coaching program and the foundation that I'm creating to empower women-owned businesses to absolutely thrive. It's Mom First on Facebook. I cannot wait to see you there.